All right, guys, welcome back to the anime podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing why a lot of Naruto, older Naruto fans like myself have such a real problem with Boruto. So pretty much what I'm going to be talking about, the problem with Boruto. And why I'm terming it that way, the problem with Boruto, is that a large majority of Naruto fans have a problem with Boruto. Therefore, there's a problem that Boruto has, which is why it's called a problem, the problem with Boruto. Even though it is us fans who are having a problem. Right, and I think I touched on this in a previous episode, but for those of you who haven't, I'm going to be going over it again. So another main issue with that a lot of older Naruto fans are having it Naruto with Boruto is the first that is expectations, right? The problem is that we are expecting a lot from Boruto because we are coming from Naruto. So we had these preconceived thoughts and expectations that we were hoping that Boruto would live up to, that Boruto would be doing, and things that we were expecting to see in Boruto. And we are getting something completely different from it, especially in the anime, especially where the anime is concerned. Because there's a lot of filler arcs in the anime. The anime is not really following the source material right now, which is the manga, because it's a monthly manga and the chapters are, it's fairly new, right? There's only like, we just reached like 41, chapter 41 or chapter 40 or something like that. So, and the story hasn't really been anywhere per se in the manga. Right, it's really just trying to do an introductory piece and involve us. The manga is kind of entertaining to a point, right? But again, it's so slow paced, it's monthly, and they're not really covering much in each chapter. Some chapter is quite exciting, and then some chapter is like, oh shit, there was literally nothing here to really see in this chapter, right? And so the main problem, the first main problem is expectations of the fans. And the second problem is marketing, or not marketing, the direction, the audience, the intended audience of Boruto, right? And these problems can be considered as one, but really it's two, right? So the fans have an expectation of Naruto, of Boruto. But the studio and the new people, and the studio and the publishers behind Boruto have a totally different direction that they're trying to go from what the fans are expecting. So here's a problem. The studio is leveraging the popularity of Naruto to try to draw in the old fans, but also use the popularity of Naruto to create credibility for Boruto. Right, while they're trying to steer Boruto to a totally different audience, right? And this is where ultimately where the problem lies, is that the studio is trying to use the popularity of Naruto in order to continue. Yeah, so they're basically trying to continue Naruto in somewhere we the fans know this, which is why we have so much expectation of Naruto. We're like, okay, they're trying to continue Naruto, and they're doing it through creating his offspring, you know. So they're basically trying to recreate Naruto, but the problem is that they're not recreating for us, the older fans that loved Naruto. They are trying to gear this towards a totally different new generation, right? Because let's be honest, young people are really, the entertainment industry is really geared towards young people, and for a number of reasons, you know, in terms of streaming music, streaming movies, and all that, it's a young people game. And the main reason behind that is that young people are the only one with enough time to really stream and enjoy this content for the publishers and studios to make any money. Netflix, young people. Spotify, Apple Music, young people. YouTube, young people. These are the people that are really engaging with the content on these platforms. You know, it's really for young people, right? And more we are seeing companies stepping into the entertainment space in terms of streaming, content creation, and all of these things. And they're really gearing these products towards younger people. Because again, you know, when I was younger, I used to watch way more anime. I used to just sit up all day, just watch anime. You know, when I was on holiday from school, I used to just watch anime. Now I'm an adult, I have to pay bills, I don't even watch as much anime in a week. I watch less anime in a week now than I used to watch in a day back then, because I'm getting older. And so I watch anime when I have the time. Now, like right now, I have some time on my hand, I can watch anime. I watch a few episodes and then tomorrow I have to just do something else. And plus I'm trying to do this podcast. And so that's where the real issue is. The issue is between expectations from older fans and intentions of the studio that is pushing Boruto, and that's where the problem is. We're not seeing eye to eye, right? So us the fans are expecting some teeth. You know, I was expecting to see a Naruto in. I was expecting to see the older generation way more. That's the first thing, right? That's where we were wrong big time, right? And the student intention in this is that, listen, we're trying to shed the old skin of Naruto. We're sure it's within the framework of Naruto, but we're trying to go into something, do something completely different, which is why the old ninja system in the manga is so different. If you have read the manga, you know, they're introducing biomechanics and all of these things. Right, they're trying to appeal to a younger audience. That's the first thing. And it's still popular. And they're trying to win that younger audience so that they can continue this series for a generation, for years to come. Right? But us, the older fans, we don't want to see this shit. We want the world that we are used to. We want the ninjas. We want all of these things. And we want to see our heroes like Naruto, Sasuke. We want to see them interacting more with the younger generation. We want to see the stories that they are being told. Yo, when Naruto was this age, this was happening, you know. Let them see. And that's what I'm looking for. Shit, I would be even so happy if they just created a soap opera. We're just seeing the interaction between Naruto and Hinata and their kids. And, you know, their friends that they grew up with. That's the shit, even if they don't want to do any fighting. So our expectations as fans is so much more than what they are giving to us in Boruto. And another reason why this arc is so popular is that we are getting to see something like what we hoped for. You know, we are getting to see the younger generation, not even the younger generation, because it's just Boruto. But we are getting to see Boruto interact with his father, with the history of his father in a sense, you know. And they're doing it in such a sleep way by time traveling. But what we wanted was to see Boruto interacting with the history of his father while he was still Hokage, you know, seeing his father being great, understanding where his father is coming from, the struggles that his father had to face and all of these things. That's what most of us, the fans, wanted to see OG Naruto, Ninjutsu, Antoine comeback, Taijutsu. Want to see guys like Lee, want to see how Lee's son is doing, how Lee is interacting with his son. We want to see these younger generation looking at the greats and realizing that, wow, these guys used to be awesome. Right? They used to face so much struggle. And that's not what we are getting, because the studio is thinking, listen, Naruto fans, I'm glad for you guys. You guys made it possible for me to create this Boruto, because we're leveraging the popularity of Naruto, and we're expecting you, the old fans, to come along and watch it. But we're also trying to get these younger fans, so yeah, we're probably going to disappoint you a few times. And that's really much what's happening right now. Right? Again, the manga isn't all bad, but it still isn't as good as we would want it to be. And it has potential, I will tell you that. The manga has so much potential, especially if the heart handles it really well, it would be good. Because I think the sci-fi shit is a bit interesting. I really do think it's interesting. But again, I don't think that the persons that are in charge will do a good job, because, you know, anytime there's money, too much money in anything, then you always have these too much opinions in it as well. And that's one of the problems why Kishi wanted to finish Naruto, right? Because anytime something gets really popular and start making way too much money, they always try to take creative rights away from the creatives, which is stupid, because the creatives have been doing what they've been doing and made this series popular. You guys just did a little marketing trick, but they're really here for the story. But all of a sudden, millions of dollars coming in now, and you guys, the executives and all these people, want to use metrics, you want to use formulas, which is one of the reasons why Hollywood movies and Hollywood TV shows have gotten so formulaic. You can almost expect what is going to happen, and you're seeing it in other industries as well, like the South Korea is a sort of very popular entertainment industry where they see it in their movies, so repetitive. China as well, right? Because people are not no longer about the creativity, it's more about the popularity and the monetary gains that they can make. And so you realize that a lot of these animes that are coming out as well are so formulaic and so cliche. Right, there's no real story there's no real storyline that you can really ponder shit, you know. And that's one of the big problems that's happening right now. That's where I think one of the real main issues is, right? The problem with Boruto. So that's all pretty much I want to say. So the real issue is that us fans are disappointed because we're not getting what we want, and expectations will do that to you. Now, that is why I try to not have too much expectations, because when you have so much expectations, you get really disappointed when things don't go the way that you want it to go. You feel really disappointed. And so that's what's happening right now. I know a lot of disappointed fans like myself are really getting disappointed. Anyway, guys, that's it for now. I'll see you guys in the next one. Okay, bye. Alright guys, so this is the outro of my podcast. The only reason I'm recording this is for two reasons. First reason is I want you guys to be reminded to like, share, and comment on this podcast if you can. You know, if you guys are not yet on Anchor, make sure you download the app. You can then call me. We can have a discussion over the app and all these good things. Secondly, I also wanted to add a second sponsorship segment, so that's why I put it there. But main reason is because I want to remind you guys that you should support the podcast as much as you can if you like it. You know, if you have friends and families that like anime as well, just share it with them. Share it on social media. Share it in your anime discussion groups and get this podcast growing. That's all I'm asking you guys, please and thank you. Anyway, that's it for now. See you guys when I drop another episode, which can be 2 a day, 3 a day, to once a week. You never know, based on my schedule. Be reminded, like, share, comment, and I'll see you guys another time.